Next, an international public service announcement by the United States government.
The United States government is seeking information leading to the location and arrest of Jihad Serwan Mustafa, believed to be the highest-ranking U.S. citizen fighting overseas with a terrorist organization. Raised in San Diego, California, Mustafa for years has worked with the terrorist organization Al-Shabaab, which has brought misery and death to innocent people in Somalia and other parts of the Horn of Africa. Al-Shabaab has also targeted American citizens and interests. In the past decade, Mustafa has held leadership positions with Al-Shabaab, including in its explosives department, where he uses improvised explosive devices as a tool of terror. In 2009, the United States indicted Mustafa on 3 counts of terrorism-related charges. In 2011, the FBI added Mustafa to their most wanted terrorist list. And in 2013, the U.S. Department of State's Reward for Justice program offered a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to his arrest. At a press conference in December 2019, U.S. Attorney for Southern California Robert Brewer and FBI Special Agent in Charge in San Diego Scott Bruner announced the unsealing of a superseding indictment against Mustafa, bringing charges against him for the crimes he committed through February 2017. Here is FBI Special Agent Bruner.
We believe Mustafa has played and will continue to play an active role in terrorist acts by Al-Shabaab, and he must be stopped. The FBI and our partners will not stop to work to prevent terrorist acts, including those by this indicted terrorist. We're asking for your assistance. We must continue to disrupt Al-Shabaab and their violent attacks.
Mustafa is believed to be living in Somalia. He is tall, white, and blue-eyed, with a scar on his right hand. He speaks Arabic, Somali, and English. He may visit Yemen, Ethiopia, Kenya, and other African countries. If you have information concerning Jihad Serwan Mustafa, please call 1-800-225-5324 or submit tips online to tips.fbi.gov. You may also contact the nearest U.S. embassy or consulate. All information will be kept strictly confidential.
That was an international public service announcement by the United States government. We'll be right back.